pay $2 or whatever on just like a little weekly something. But I'm looking at a goal was set. People were motivated. People donated their monies, bought their shirts, donated the food, and we had an excellent time, a celebration. So what I'm proposing and asking at the end of each service, going to November, let us pick up a love offering. And if it's no more than that $2, a dollar, or whatever, and young adults, don't y'all run away and say, oh, that's the over 40 crowd stuff. No, this is our church stuff. And we all want to take part, and we don't want to overlook, omit anyone. And if you choose not to come, it's because you didn't want to come. It wasn't because you didn't have a chance to take part and be a part of. So at this time, if I could get a couple of the ushers and the basket. Madam Secretary, Sis Taylor, Mayor Lawrence Taylor, could you work it? Yeah, I need you. I need you, Charlie.
God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m., our morning worship service at 11 a.m., Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you, and may God bless you.
Say, Tim, yo, you're my hero. How you do it? How you stay strong? Let them all know there's so much that I've been through.
Thank you for tuning in to the radio ministry of The Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer, located in Leesville, Louisiana, the place where the Spirit and anointing, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, abides in abundance. We are located at 1100 Nona Street, at the intersection of Nona and Verone. And now, to our elder with an anointing sermon already in progress.
So say I'm good, good enough to love myself. Good enough to have success. What you gain from all your stress is the freedom to know that you are blessed.
Young man that came to us as a young soldier in the military.
'Cause you are the reason.
Our founder ordained him a deacon. While he was in Germany,
and you are the reason,
he became a minister. And then God sent him back stateside.
Hold you down.
And he started a church.
You are the
on the outskirts of Alexandria.
King. You see,
and God has did an anointed work in this young man. And he's Leesville House of Prayer Associate Pastor. Let's give him a hand clap as I put you in the hands of our
Lord,
Elder Moses. Let's give him a hand clap.
'Cause you are the risen King. You're seated in majesty. 'Cause you are the you
ahead and praise him.
'Cause you are the reason.
I love when God people begin to praise him, begin to give him the honor, begin to give him the glory. Come on, come on. He's worthy tonight. He's worthy tonight. That's the reason why we're here. We come to lift him up. For you, and he did it all for me.
You're seated in majesty.
Yes, God.
You are the risen King.
He's the risen King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You're seated in majesty.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Give an honor, praise the Lord, to our final praise, Lord.
Hallelujah.
A merited apostle, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Apostle. Ever Marbury, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Give an honor, praise the Lord, to our co-founder and our general overseer, praise the Lord. And the pastor of the headquarters church.
Hallelujah.
And in Marbury. Come on, everybody. Whoa. Everybody, stand together. Our pastor, praise the Lord. Give it honor to the prophetess. Give it honor to the church mothers. Give it honor to the digginess. Give it honor to the elder. Praise the Lord. Give it honor to everybody in their respective places tonight. Give it honor to the musician that's sounding good tonight. Give it honor to our musicians.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
All I want is you.
Give it honor, praise the Lord, to our guest tonight.
Amen.
You may have your seat if you can, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Truly, I'm glad, praise the Lord, to be at home tonight. Hallelujah. My home, praise the Lord. This is my church, praise the Lord. Come on, come on. Yeah. This is my church. Amen. This is my congregation, praise the Lord. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. The Lord began to tell Peter, he said, Peter, well, he told all the disciples, after he began to tell them, eat my flesh and drink my blood, said, many didn't follow him anymore. So he looked unto the 12, the Bible said, and he asked them, will you leave too? Will you leave also? But you see, I'm just like Peter, praise the Lord. Peter said, where am I going to go, Lord? You got the word of eternal life. Where am I going to go? This is my home. This is my church. That's right. I think Dorothy said, there's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like the house of prayer. I don't care where you go, praise the Lord. There's no place like the house of prayer. Amen. 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 If you have your Bibles tonight, praise the Lord. We're not going to be long, praise the Lord. Let's go to the book of Matthew tonight, praise the Lord. And that's the first book of the New Testament, praise the Lord. Let's go to the book of Matthew, the 18th chapter, praise the Lord.
Amen. Say amen when you have it. Praise the Lord. Beginning to read at the first verse. Praise the Lord. At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Verse number 2. And Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them and said, verily, I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. I want to thank God for my wife tonight, Sister Moses. Praise the Lord. My wife, praise the Lord. My girlfriend, praise the Lord. My partner, praise the Lord. My best friend, praise the Lord. Whenever I need someone to talk to, I can call on her. We can talk. Nobody else laughs at my jokes. I look at her and she's laughing. Amen. Amen. Let's go to the book of 1 Peter. Praise the Lord. Amen. 1 Peter. It's way back in the back of your Bible. Praise the Lord. Amen. Book of James and then the book of 1 Peter. Praise the Lord. 1 Peter, the second chapter. Praise the Lord. We're going to pick it up at that second verse. As a newborn babe desire the same sincere of milk of the word, that he may grow thereby. Praise the Lord. It's a newborn babies. Desire, milk. They say of the word, praise the Lord. Spiritual milk. You get spiritual milk through the word of God. I'm right about it, I'm wrong about it. Amen. 1 Corinthians, the third chapter, beginning at the first verse. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babe in Christ. Verse number 2. For I have fed you milk and not meat. For hereunto he was not able to bear it, neither yet now are able. Paul said, I couldn't feed you with meat. I could only feed you with milk because you weren't ready for it yet. You can't give a baby a steak. You got to start him off with formula. And as he develop, you give him some baby food. As he grow a little bit more, after he begin to walk and all that, maybe give him a happy meal. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. Let's go to one more verse of strict to praise the Lord tonight. And we're going to see what the Lord has for his people tonight. Praise the Lord. Let's go to the book of Job. That's the Old Testament, the book of Job. The 23rd chapter, praise the Lord. I'm going to ask Ella McKinley, praise the Lord, to read that 12th verse for me. If you don't mind, sir.
Amen. Job chapter 23 and the 12th verse.
Read.
Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food.
Amen. Let's bow here for the word of prayer. Father, we thank you tonight. Come on, sing, help me pray. Father, we thank you tonight, Lord God, for the Holy Ghost, Lord. God, praying, Lord God, that you move tonight. Lord God, like never before, Lord. God, and I pray right now, Lord God. Lord God, that you touch everyone tonight, Lord. Let no one leave tonight without getting something from you, Lord. God, we praying right now, Lord. God, we praying for those, Lord God, those people, Lord God, that need you, Lord God, tonight, Lord. Praying that you move in the congregation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I want to talk tonight, by the help of the Holy Ghost, about putting it in the Lord's hand. Putting it in the Lord's hands. Because he said, no one can take it out of my hand once you put it in his hand. Nobody's strong enough to take it out of the Lord's hand. But many times we put things in the Lord's hand and then we take it back out of the Lord's hand. So I'm going to turn it over to the Lord. And then you're still talking about it. But once you put it in the Lord's hand, leave it in the Lord's hand. And he'll do something with it. See, because when you put it in the Lord's hands, saints, you know what I learned? That no matter what the problem is that you're going through, God gonna work it out. He gonna work he gonna work your problem out if you allow him to. The Bible says all things work together for good to them according to his purpose. You put it in the Lord's hand and the Lord going to do something with it. But many times we don't want to put it in the Lord's hand. We want to handle it ourselves. And once it get all messed up, then we want to put it in the Lord's hand then. But one thing about the Lord, even though, praise the Lord, you don't make a mess of it. And he keep on telling me over and over again, he began to tell me and say, I'm the one that untangle. No matter how you tied up tonight, God is the one that can untangle you. Because the only thing you're doing is you're making it tighter and tighter. Tighter and tighter and tighter and tighter and tighter and tighter. But the Lord began to say, I'm the one that untangle your life. When you put your life in my hand, I'm the one that untangle your life. No matter what, how bad it is. Because I was fishing and I got my line all tangled up. And I was getting ready to cut it. And then the Lord said, don't cut it. I'm going to show you how I untangle things. And it was so messed up. I was thinking there's no way. See what I'm saying? That's what you're saying. There's no way that anybody can help me with my problem. See what I'm saying? The Lord began to show me and say, all you got to do is pull this and pull that. Before you know it, my line was untangled. He said, many saints, life are all tangled up. If they bring it to me, I untangle their life. He know how you got your life tangled up. He knew how I got the line tangled up. So he know how you got your life tangled up. So he know how to show you how to untangle your life. I'm right about it, I'm wrong about it tonight. The Bible said that there was a man of God, the great prophet of God, Elijah. Said that Elijah was praying to the Lord. And the Lord began to tell Elijah, I'm going to take care of you. Say, I'm going to call the raven to come and feed you 3 meals a day. And then I'm going to let you go and drink water from the brook until the brook dries up. I'm going to let you drink water from the brook until the brook dries up. And then once the brook dried up, then it's time for you to go on. You know, many times our brook have dried up in our life. And we still at the same level. Now, you may not like me tonight. We still at the same level, praise the Lord. And God said, it's time, praise the Lord, for you to go. He began to tell Elijah, it's time for you to go because the raven not going to bring you no more food. Ain't no sense of you looking for food, Elijah. The raven is not going to sustain you anymore. But it's time for you to go on your mission. Told him to go down to Zarephath. And there's a woman, a willow woman. I have commanded her to sustain you, to feed you there. And Elijah went down to Zarephath, like the Lord told him. See, many times we don't do what the Lord tells us to do. Pray. You know that it's the Lord telling you, but you ain't doing what the Lord telling you to do. But Elijah wasn't like that. Time the Lord told him it was time to go, Elijah went. But he didn't tell him who the woman was. Jesus picked it up in the book of Luke, and he said that there were many widows in that day of Elijah. Come on, come on now. Come on. It were many widows in that time, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But see, God had one woman, one widow woman to sustain him. Hallelujah. Just one, praise the Lord. And time he came in the city, he seen a woman picking up sticks. And he came in to the woman and told the woman, can you fetch me some water? And then the woman was quick to go and get it. And then he said, hold up. While you're at it, bring me a morsel of bread when you go. And so the woman began to say, well, that might be a problem. She would tell the man of God, that might be a problem. Because I only got a handful of meal and a little bottle of oil. And I'm going to make me and my son one, and we're going to die. Elijah told us to fear not. See, that's what God telling you tonight. Fear not. I don't care what your situation is. Fear not. Fear not. See, fear will always come. When you're in a bad situation, fear will always show up. Hallelujah. Going to always show up. Fear is going to. And he told the woman, you know what I want you to do? I want you to make me one first. Make me one first. See, many times, praise the Lord, when it come down to our last, like this is the last piece of pie I got. This is the last pair of shoes I got. But see, if the Lord tells you, say, give it, and you give it, your last is going to become first. And will a woman gave to the man of God. And then he told the woman, said, now what I want you to do is I want you to go in there and make you and your son one. Said, thus said the Lord. So he began to prophesy to her. And he began to tell her, said, thus said the Lord, every time you go in there and get some meal going to be in the meal barrel. Every time you go to the crew where the oil is, the oil is always going to be there. And said, thus said the Lord, this going to happen. See, one thing about it, many people say, oh, I'm blessed by the Lord. See, when God bless you, it is continually. And God heal you, you heal forever. See, God ain't the kind of God like you go and you buy a car and it look real good on the lot. And then when you get home, before you get home, you hear something hitting the highway 171 and you're looking back there in your rearview mirror and you laughing because you think it's somebody else's car, but it's your car. Transmission don't fail out. Alternator don't fail out. Fan belt don't fail out. Get to the house, you got four flat tires. But see, God ain't like that. He said, every time you go, they're going to be there. And then the Bible came right back and said that they said that came to pass. When the woman went to the meal barrel, there was meal in there. When she went to the crew where the oil was, praise the Lord, there was oil. All the way until it began to rain again. He said, this miracle going to go on until rain begin to come down on the earth. God said, he's going to bless you. When you put it in God's hand, your problem, praise the Lord, going to work itself out when you put it in the Lord's hand. No matter what the situation is, when you begin to put it in the Lord's hand, your situation gonna get better when you put it in the Lord's hand. I ain't said man's hand, but when you put it in the Lord's hand, everything gonna look good and everything gonna be shiny when you put it in the Lord's hand. Hallelujah, and leave it there in his hand, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, you may not see it. See, when you put the seed in the ground, praise the Lord, the seed don't just come up the same day you put it in the ground. It take a little work for the seed to come up. When you put it in the Lord's hands and leave it in the Lord's hand, your situation going to get better, praise the Lord. Your finances is going to get better. Your health going to get better. Your children going to get better, praise the Lord. Instead of you having that job that you got, God going to give you a better job when you put it in his hand. See, I remember back in my old days. Well, my younger days. I'm going to say my old days, my younger days. Back then, they did? They whip you for good and they whip you for bad. So I got a splinter in my foot. But when I came back, when I came where my mom was, it was hurting, but I wasn't limping. I wasn't going to let her know that I had something in my foot. She said, everything all right, son? I said, yes, ma'am, everything all right. And I'm saying in my mind, golly, boy, the splinter is really, really, really messing with me. But as I went on, I was able to bear the pain. And as I went on, you know what happened? It worked itself out. That splinter worked itself out. I was able to pull the splinter out of my foot. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm trying to tell you, praise the Lord.